Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're now in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9 in the Common English Bible, CEB, and this is what it says. Then Pharisees and legal experts came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why are your disciples breaking the elders' rules handed down to us? They don't ritually purify their hands by washing before they eat." Jesus replied, "Why do you break the command of God by keeping the rules handed down to you? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'The person who speaks against father or mother will certainly be put to death.' But you say, 'If you tell your father or mother everything I'm expected to contribute to you, I'm giving to God as a gift,' then you don't have to honor your father. So you do away with God's law for the sake of the rules that have been handed down to you. Hypocrites. Isaiah really knew what he was talking about when he prophesied about you. 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. Their worship of me is empty since they teach instructions that are human rules.' Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I know that it's not wrong to have rules. I know that in Romans it talks about obeying the governing authorities. And so I know you're not saying do away with all rules, because throughout, I mean, we have the Ten Commandments and those are rules that we need to follow. So I know that that's not it. You're talking about man-made rules that nullify your actual mandates, Lord. And so we just thank you for this picture of these Pharisees who traveled a long distance. They left from Jerusalem to go find Jesus. And he was in, you were in a far, far country at that point, countryside. And so this was a specific trip that they took just to rebuke. And Lord, I know I've been in those situations before where someone will say, "We need to meet." And they make a specific trip to rebuke, and that is not easy to do, but or to endure. So I pray for my friend today who may be dealing with rebuke from someone else. And Lord, sometimes we need to take that in and let it sink down and let it have its proper use, that the Spirit would use a rebuke to bring us back to you. But there are other times where we need to sift through the advice and look through Scripture and to see if it measures up, and to gain wisdom from others and other peers and other people who are wiser than older than us. We need to let go of what they have rebuked us with. And so, Lord, would you give my friend the discernment today to what to let go of and what to keep? Lord, we also want to honor our mothers and our fathers. Some of us, our mothers and fathers have passed away, but we can still honor them by the way we speak about them. Teach us what that means. I know that when I studied this, the Hebrew concept of honor means to give weight to. And that is not the same as agreeing with everything that our parents have done. It just simply means to give weight to the office of the person who birthed you and gave you life. And so teach us to give weight. Help us to give honor to people older than us. Help us to honor those who have walked before us in ministry. Help us to be a people who honors others. And Lord, in a dishonorable culture where we're inundated on the internet with people screaming at each other, honor is such a beautiful thing. So help us to understand what it means to honor one another, and to bear one another's burdens, because I think that's part of honoring. And in this passage, it talks about people giving money to you without taking care of their parents. And so, Lord, I pray for those who have families they want to take care of, and maybe they're stressed and they don't have the money, but they want to. I pray you would provide for them in order to provide for their families. I trust that you can do this. You are the God who is our provider, so we trust you for that. And Lord, the last part of this says, "The people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and they have empty worship. They're teaching human rules." Lord, may it never be for us. We want to both honor you with our lips, and we want our hearts to be close to you. We know that the nearness of God is our good. We want to be close to you. Draw us close to you today. Help us to experience your presence supernaturally through the power of the Holy Spirit, who gloriously dwells within our hearts. We want to spend time with you and know you and be with you. Our worship, Lord, we want it to be full-hearted, full-throated, from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. We want to give you everything and surrender everything in our act of worship today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want a Monday prayer in your inbox for the next 2 years with your name in it, they are free. So you can go to jesuseveryday.life and scroll down a little bit and sign up to receive those Monday prayers. And I pray that they are a blessing. It's been really fun to get testimonies from people who have had those, and they'll email me and they'll say, how in the world did you know that I needed that prayer today? And I didn't. The Holy Spirit orchestrates all of this, which I think is really amazing. So if you need some encouragement on Mondays, I know Mondays can be a stressful day, go ahead and go to jesuseveryday.life and pick those up for free.